A Fort Wainwright-based soldier implicated in a hazing case is being discharged from the Army. Lieutenant Daniel L. Schwartz is the last of eight Stryker Brigade members charged related to physical and verbal abuse that resulted in the suicide of an Army private last year in Afghanistan. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Private Danny Chen had only been at a forward operating base in Afghanistan for a couple of months when he was found dead in a guard tower of a self-inflicted gunshot. The 19-year-old New Yorker of Chinese descent had been subject to weeks of racially charged abuse from fellow soldiers after being deployed as a replacement with the Fort Wainwright-based Stryker Brigade. His platoon leader, Lieutenant Daniel L. Schwartz, the only officer charged in the Chen case, faced multiple counts of dereliction of duty for failing to prevent the abuse. An Army press release says Lieutenant Schwartz requested an administrative alternative to a court-martial trial at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Fort Bragg spokesman Ben Abel says Schwartz's commander granted what's called an Article 15.
Generally, Article 15 is used when the behaviors or the crimes are of a lesser nature or are general enough in nature that they don't fit a specific crime.
Schwartz avoided a court-martial and potential sentence, but Abel says the lieutenant's Army career is over.
The Article 15 was administered, and the officer was referred for separation from the Army.
Abel says the nature of Lieutenant Schwartz's discharge is under review as part of the separation process and could not comment on the status of any military benefits he might be entitled to or lose. The resolution of the Schwartz case marks the end of proceedings against soldiers related to the hazing of Private Chen. The seven others faced more serious charges, including negligent homicide, manslaughter, and assault, and were sentenced earlier this year to various punishments, including up to 6 months in jail, hard labor, rank reduction, forfeited pay, fines, and military discharge. The Army says officials consulted the Chen family prior to the government accepting Schwartz's Article 15 request. Tom Hayashi, president of the Organization of Chinese Americans National Chapter, says the military justice process has brought little satisfaction.
I think that there's been more disappointment, quite frankly, than satisfaction by not only our organization, but also the community at large. I think is quite disappointed by the outcomes of all eight cases, including that of Mr. Schwartz.
Hayashi calls the sentences a slap on the hand. He says the Chen hazing case has elevated a broader problem that needs to be addressed.
I think the American public needs to take hazing, bullying, abuse of all forms to the military very seriously. We have known this to be a serious problem with even things like sexual assault as well, which has gotten a lot of media's attention, in addition to the hazing case of Danny Chen. Clearly, this is not just an Asian Pacific American issue or race-related issue.
Hayashi advocates changes to the military code of justice for how abuse cases are adjudicated. He wants elected officials and military leaders held accountable for ensuring all individuals in the military are protected, saying it ultimately comes down to the quality of national security. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.